The MP for Kratin Tumuru, John Majisi, has expressed concern about delays in implementing the laws for persons living with disability, PLWD. According to the MP, since Ghana passed the PLWD bill in 2006, there has not been any major implementation of the law to positively affect the lives of the people involved. Mr. Majisi, who was speaking on the sidelines of activities marking the 54th anniversary of African Union Day in Accra, also called for a national policy dialogue on issues of disability. Bismarck Adika has the details.
In Ghana, persons suffering from both physical and mental disabilities constitute an impoverished, marginalized group. They are characterized by lack of access to public health, education, and other social services that would promote, support, and protect the socioeconomic rights and realities of disabled persons. Speaking on the sidelines of the activities marking the 54th AU Day in Accra, the MP for Kratin Ntjimuru, John Majisi, said it is unfortunate that a legal framework protecting the rights of disabled persons in Ghana and across Africa has been poorly implemented.
If you look at our disability law, 2006, we have the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which Ghana is also a signatory to it. There are other conventions which are also in place. Ghana is always interested in signing to those conventions. But when it comes to the implementation, it's so serious. And for me, I get worried day in and day out as to the position of persons with disabilities in the country. While we have all these local conventions and legislations, and then the international convention that we signed to, where have we gotten to as far as the inclusion of persons with disabilities is concerned in the country? The disability law was passed 2006. Where have we gotten to? You even go to institutions that are promoting issues of disability and there's no accessibility. You will get institutions that are promoting disability. There's nothing to show that there are inclusive activities considering the effectiveness in the implementation of those things we are still lacking.
Recently, ministers of African Parliament adopted a draft protocol on the rights of persons with disabilities intended to complement the African Charter on Human and People's Rights and address continued exclusion, harmful practices, and discrimination affecting those with disabilities. This, according to the MP, indicates that there is a need to carry out a program of advocacy and outreach work targeting disabled persons and their families. This is to ensure the realization of the rights of disabled persons as stipulated by the Persons with Disabilities Act, which is in line with all international standards.